I think that by now, my boy, I have fully satisfied your curiosity about these dollar fox-trotting followers of their famous Christian Science. In the name of objective justice, it now only remains for me to remark that whatever these Americans may be today, and whatever they may become in the future, during the period I existed among them, I had the possibility of resting inwardly, and for this I now ought to express to them my sincere thanks. And you, my heir, you who have been receiving and will receive by inheritance everything acquired by me during my long existence, of course only in so far as you yourself will deserve it by your own conscious being existence, an honorable service to our eternal, all-common Father-maintainer, our endlessness. I command you, if you should happen to be on the planet Earth, to visit without fail the city of New York, or if by then this city no longer exists, then at least to stop at the place where it once was, and pronounce aloud with all your being, "In this place, my beloved grandfather, my just teacher, Beelzebub, passed a few agreeable moments of his existence." I charge you further, again, of course, as the heir on whom, as is usual, will devolve the fulfillment of the obligations his predecessor took upon himself, and which, for some reason or other, were left unfulfilled, to pay special attention to a question which greatly interested me, but which I personally was unable to elucidate, as it was still premature to do so. That is, I charge you to find out what form, maleficent for their descendants, if, of course, by that time their descendants continue to arise, has been taken by the disease very widespread then, which one of their misters, by the name of Onanson, called writer's itch. Indeed, my boy, having had a more or less close relationship with many of them during my stay there, I soon found out that almost every one of them either had already written a book, was just writing one at the moment, or was getting ready to burst into print. This particular disease, prevalent among almost all of the beings of this continent, without distinction of age or sex, has assumed epidemic proportions among the youth, that is, those who are just at the beginning of responsible age, particularly those with runny noses and many pimples on their faces. In this connection, you should take note that there flourishes among these beings one feature of the strange psyche of your favorites, which has become rooted in their collective existence, and which may be formulated thus. The concentration of interest on any idea that has accidentally become the question of the day. And so, some of them, who turned out to be a little more cunning than the rest, and in whom the data for the being impulse instinctively to refrain from all manifestations which may lead one's fellow beings into error, were more atrophied, organized various schools and composed all sorts of manuals in which they showed in detail just what the sequence of words should be, so that all written expositions should be better perceived and assimilated by the reader. As a result, all those who attended these schools or read these manuals, who were themselves, in regard to being and to their knowledge of reality, exactly such types as our teacher Mullanasser Eden refers to as nullities emitting an atmosphere of unendurable vibrations, began to wiseacre according to all those rules. And from then on, since the process of reading had become an organic need of the beings of this new group, thanks to various other abnormalities fixed in the conditions of their ordinary existence, and since, moreover, it was possible to appreciate the contents of any work only by reading it through, all the beings of this continent, seduced by every kind of flashy title, began to read and read, until finally it became definitely noticeable that their mentation, already sufficiently diluted without this, became ever more and more diluted.